Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and this is a bit of a reversal because yesterday morning I was out at Cordova Mall broadcasting from Phil the Mayflower. This morning I'm back in the nice toasty studios, but my next guest is actually in the parking lot at Cordova Mall for Phil the Mayflower, calling in from there, Chief Deputy and Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. You went to the mall to see me, and I wasn't there.
Well, we had an opportunity to come here at 8 o'clock. We were going to drop off some food. I'm on location, and you are not. And we've been able to gather some food goods to give to Manna, and we're supposed to be here at 8. So I figured I would get here at 7:30. And if you're here, that's fine. If you're not, then I'll give you a call like I normally do.
You know what this means? This makes you one of my field reporters.
I feel like that sometimes.
Very good. Well, it's an organization that we all love and support. And I forget, are you on the board for Manna? I can't remember.
Yes, I'm actually rotating off the board. I've been on the board for the last couple of years. It's been a very rewarding opportunity. But I'm going to rotate off. Now that I've been elected as a sheriff, and I'm going to allow some other people at the sheriff's office to be part of that, to experience that.
Very good.
What I've been able to experience the last couple of years.
Well, thank you. You know, I usually say thank you for your police service, but thank you for being on Manna. That's just a great organization. I love them. We support them with our money and our time as well. So, and I appreciate you being on the board for all these years. Let's talk about some of the stuff going on with your agency. We had a shooting overnight at Crystal Springs. Is that right off Massachusetts?
I heard y'all reporting that. That's basically all we have. We had an individual that had a gunshot wound to the abdomen, I believe, non-life-threatening. He's not being cooperative, and we do not have information or too much information on the suspects themselves. So we do not believe it's random, but at this point, we're looking for information. So if anyone has information they think can help us, please give us a call.
And by the way, I said Massachusetts. I guess it's actually off of Michigan because it's just there off of Crescent Lake. So, okay. So we're still looking for more information about that. You guys have also had some kind of unusual cases because you guys were actually involved in this fraudulent property sale over at Interarity, right? You guys were kind of involved in that?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We had a guy that had another friend of his that he had known for a couple of years, and this friend of his, so-called friend, I should say, has convinced him that he owned a large piece of property and there was a development starting up over in Interarity. And he told him that he would sell him this property and they would engage in this business transaction for like $500,000+. So he paid him in installments, and only to find out that his friend, and I say friend loosely, didn't really even own the property. And so when he found out, imagine if you paid someone $500,000 and then you come to find out that what he was selling you, he didn't even own.
God.
So we got involved, and we ended up arresting the individual. It's $540,000 total, and it's just a crazy story. Apparently, the real owner of the property didn't even know this guy. So he had made up all this stuff, made up a Facebook page. And he called it Titan Builders Incorporated, and it's just all a scam, all a fraud, and now he's in jail.
I'm always amazed at cons, you know, whatever the con, I'm just always amazed that stuff really happens, and yet it really happens, and sometimes for big amounts of money. That's, wow, amazing. So good work, bringing him to the place where he can be prosecuted for it. You guys also had a case involving an adult with some kids at a Circle K, is that right?
Yeah. We had a guy that was reported, someone called us and said, hey, there's a man that has passed out or fallen asleep, and there are two kids in the car with him. So when we get there, we find out that a man had reportedly passed out behind the wheel. And sure enough, there were two kids that were in the back seat. We ended up arresting a Brian Christopher Holtman, who's 36 years old. We charged him with two counts of child neglect and gave him a $10,000 bond. But again, this goes to show you these people, we believe there may be drugs involved, obviously. These people don't just put themselves in harm's way, but they also jeopardize the safety of their own children. So We obviously am glad that nothing seriously happened to these kids. And then this individual will have to answer for his crimes.
Wow, it's just a bizarre story. But again, you know, I'd rather have him asleep behind the wheel than driving if he's inebriated. And, you know, obviously the kids being safe in the end, that's sort of a good outcome to a certainly an odd story. And then you had a
Well, I guess the problem is he got there somehow. So he hadn't gotten there. So my fear is he drove there under the influence of something, or he took the opportunity to, you know, maybe do some drugs there, which means your kids was in the car with him. So either way, this is just a bad situation, and hopefully this guy can get the help that he needs.
Right. You guys also had a case where you were serving a warrant and wound up discovering a fairly big stash of drugs. Is that right?
Yeah, our SWAT team and our narcotics unit have been working very well over the last couple of months. So I get reports from them, and they continue to tell me some of the big seizures that they get, some of the gun seizures they get, and this is one of those cases. We did a search warrant. Our narcotics unit combined with our SWAT team did a search warrant in an area, a house actually right next to John R. Jones Park. We ended up charging four people. But what was unique about this one, although sadly it's not as unique as it used to be, inside the home during the search warrant, we found 92 grams of heroin, 219 grams of methamphetamine, 132 grams of marijuana, 3.5 grams of cocaine, and 5 grams of psilocybin. A firearm that would also have been reported stolen in 1989 was also recovered, and $6,000 in cash. We arrested four individuals for this type of possession.
Wow. And I think I saw the picture of that arrest, and it was all the drugs and then this firearm that you said was stolen in the 80s. Is that right? Stolen in the 80s?
It was reported stolen. I think the weapon itself was even older than that.
Yeah,
it was reported stolen in 1989.
Chief, I wanted to ask you something. I think it's probably a small thing, but I just wanted to give you a chance to comment. The NAS Pensacola incident report has come out, and one of the lesser elements in that report, it talks about the mutual aid agreement that exists between your organization, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and NAS Pensacola, that mutual aid voluntary cooperation agreement was in place in 2013 but had expired in 2017. That's been re-signed as of December 23rd of last year and still ongoing today. But this is kind of a technical matter, and in the heat of the moment, obviously, did not matter. They asked for help, and you guys came, right?
Put those in place just so that we have an understanding of what our obligations who our partners are with regards to who we can call for help. And it's not really for the emergency type situations, in my mind. It's more for situations where we have planned events, and they say, hey, can you help us for this? Can you be on standby with us on this particular event? As you mentioned, on December the 6th, no one gave a concern about a mutual aid agreement whenever another law enforcement agency or one of our partner agencies gives us a call and says that, hey, we have an active shooter and we have, you know, our people down. They need assistance. We're going to go. Whether it is Pensacola NAS, we do have a mutual aid agreement also with the Navy Hospital. Mm-hmm. We have one with Orange Beach. We have one with Baldwin County. We have one with Escambia County, Alabama. Obviously, we have one with Pensacola Police, although we don't necessarily need one because we do have jurisdiction in the city. But again, this is just another one of those political nuances that we have to make sure we have in place. But again, as you mentioned, it didn't slow us down. There was no concern about whether we should help or not. That was never a consideration for us at all.
Absolutely. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Chief, is I guess a couple of your deputies were involved in a community service project recently helping rebuild the ball field, the Miracle League field over on 9 Mile.
That's true. Many people are aware of it, but everyone's aware of the John R. Jones Park. It's where Inslee football, they do their football up at, they call it Inslee football, and it's also Northeast Pensacola baseball. But farther, there's also a lot of softball fields behind it. But farther to the east, there are a couple of specialized ballparks, and it's called the Miracle League, and that's where special needs kids go to play baseball / t-ball. I've been there. I've had the honor of throwing out the first pitch in their leagues before. And it's just a tremendous effort by some great people. But because of Sally and because of some weather issues, it had suffered some damage. So our cadets went out there. They do a great job. They helped them try to put this thing together, and they'll also be out there helping them with their turkey fry. They're doing a fundraiser, and I'm going to get my turkey from there, too, just to show my support for what the great work that they do. And I think that if anyone understands or wants to see what's going on, it'll truly melt your heart.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love to hear that. And it's just another good example of how, you know, law enforcement is not just law enforcement. It's all these other things and what folks do to invest in the community through all these different ways. Chief Deputy and now Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for all that you do for the community. We appreciate that.
You bet. Take care.